Today, we are going to do a completion process to finish up the current year and to start the new year fresh. This process will help you to mentally put away any projects or feelings from this year. Things that you did, lessons learned, relationships grown, and even the good intentions that you never got around to. It's good to acknowledge and resolve these at the end of the year, and it's a good way to get clarity before making any intentions or resolutions for the coming year. You are welcome to listen to this recording all the way through as many times as you need to feel complete for the year you're reviewing. You can also stop the recording at any time if you find you want to write down some of the answers or review your calendars or notes. Use this process in the way that supports you best. It's interesting how the less than conscious parts of us can still have energy wrapped up in old events and feelings until we acknowledge to ourselves that they're done. So we're going to use some visualizations and metaphors today to help you to use those different parts of your mind to uncover these memories and insights from the past year. You'll come out of this process with a better sense of completion for this year, and you'll be ready to enter into the year ahead with less baggage and more clarity. First, we're going to get grounded, centered, and present so these thoughts and feelings can bubble up. Then, I'm going to walk you through a series of questions. Okay, let's get started. Let's just start by taking a few deep breaths together. Close your eyes and notice your breath and just allow it to support you throughout the remainder of this recording. Nice. Inhale. Hold it for 3. And exhale. Another nice deep breath in. Hold it for 3. And release. Imagine a stream of light coming from high above your head. This light has a kind of an illuminated, iridescent quality. Notice the color and the density of the light. This light is warm, gentle, and empowering at the same time. As you feel this light cover your entire body, you notice that with each breath, you feel yourself relax more deeply. And as you more deeply relax, you feel fully supported and you become aware of your feet and the solid connection your feet have to the ground. Continue to breathe and notice how deeply connected you are to the earth. This simple exercise helps you to ground yourself. On your next inhale, try breathing grounding energy from the earth and allow the earth's solid energy to come up through your roots and up into your feet all the way to the top of your head. And on the exhale, allow yourself to release any stress or tension that may be present. As you continue to breathe in positive, nourishing life force energy, allow any stress or tension that may be present to be sent down into the earth through your exhale. Give yourself a few breath cycles of inhaling life force energy and releasing that which isn't yours. Inhale positivity and release any negative thoughts and feelings. Keep breathing and know that you're guided, guarded, and protected. The goal for right now is to be as present as possible in this moment. We don't want to be worried about something we need to do tomorrow or regretting something from the past. And I'm going to share a quick tool with you that will help you to be here now. Focus your energy at the center of your head and allow yourself to become as present as possible in this moment. Become aware of your past and call back any of your thoughts, emotions, or even energy that is in your past. I want you to bring these past thoughts forward so that they can be here with you right now. That's right, bring all of your past forward to the present. You're doing great. And let's do the same thing for all of your thoughts and emotions that are out there in the future. Anything that may be on your mind or your to-do list. Call them back to now and feel all of those thoughts pooling in the center of your head to help you to be here now. Now I'm going to ask you to drop your attention from the middle of your head down to your heart space. And in your mind's eye, watch and feel your energy and your attention go from your head down through your neck and down your spinal cord until you come to your heart space. This is the seat of your inner wisdom. This is where you know what you know. Allow yourself to take a couple of breaths, and on the inhale, feel yourself expand into this heart space. And on the exhale, feel yourself settle in. Expand and settle in. Say hello to yourself. Acknowledge yourself for showing up here today, and remind yourself that you are always guided, guarded, and protected, especially right now. In this heart space, you have access to so much clarity, and we're going to use our time here today asking yourself some very powerful questions. Allow yourself to feel any feelings that bubble up in this process. Feel them and observe them passing through you without taking a grip and staying longer than needed for them to be the messengers that they are for you. We're going to go through the year and think about people, projects, and experiences you've had over the year. Take a few moments and think about the beginning of the year and allow yourself to see the pages of the calendar turn as you go from January to February to March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. And as you move forward through the year, there are some questions I'll be asking you. Another couple of deep breaths as we begin the questions. Inhale. And exhale. And just let your breath support you. What were my successes over this past year? What can I feel proud of in this past year? What did I do really well? What do I feel good about? What did I do that I haven't given myself credit for? What am I still holding on to from this year? What am I holding on to that's older than this year? What wants to be completed? What is ready to be let go of permanently? Allow yourself to release that permanently. Say goodbye and thank it for everything it has taught you. What wants to be acknowledged? What wants to be honored? Who wants to be honored? What wants to be forgiven? What did I learn? What were my big lessons? What was so important that I want to make sure that I remember? What knowledge will I bring with me into the future? What held me back? Is there any communication with others that I need to have to be able to end the year or project peacefully? What does my highest self want me to know that will help me to complete the year gently, powerfully, and peacefully? Who am I most grateful for? What are my strengths and skills that I'm most grateful for? What are my best qualities and gifts? How can I share these gifts with others more? What else do I need to acknowledge to end the year powerfully? Now I want you to notice your breathing again and allow yourself to come back into the room. And on the count of five, you will feel awake, alert, and refreshed. One, become aware of your fingers and toes. Two, begin to move your feet and hands. Three, feeling more awake. Four, beginning to open your eyes. And five, feeling awake, alert, nourished, and refreshed. Thank you for joining me in this completions process. If you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to me via my website, KathleenNelsonTroyer.com, or you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram. Over there, I'm @DailyKat. Thanks so much.